As I approached the mirror, the phantom dog approached it too, but from the opposite direction. I stopped and barked, and maybe I retreated a few steps, but so did he. In other words, my barking had served notice on him that I wasn't a dog to be trifled with. I studied his face and began the process of piecing together a profile. He had a big nose, much too long and crude to attract women in any large numbers. It might have made a good anvil, but it wasn't likely to take him far in the romance department. The mouth told me a lot. It was drawn in the shape of a rainbow. At the ends of this rainbow were not two pots of gold, but two hanging jowls. The mouth and the jowls combined to say that this dog took himself pretty seriously and didn't spend much of his time smiling. There wasn't a lot of humor in that mouth. His ears were no work of art, a little on the floppy side, seemed to me, and they were perked in such a way as to suggest that this guy was alert. In other words, I couldn't count on catching him off his guard. Then I studied his eyes. They had a hard set about them, which reinforced my observation of his mouth. His eyes contained a deadly combination of utter seriousness and arrogance. My guess was that this guy was vain, self-centered, self-preoccupied, and above all, a rather boring personality. Oh, and one other thing the eyes revealed. For all his pretensions, this dog was not very smart. I felt much better on turning up this clue, knowing that I would be dealing from a position of superior intelligence. At that point, after completing my profile, I decided that the time had come to open lines of communication with this arrogant fraud and to order him off my ranch. I pulled myself up to my full height and massiveness and stepped up to the mirror, looked him squarely in the eyes, and beamed him a no-nonsense glare. I noticed that he tried to give me back the same kind of glare, but his wasn't very convincing. "Hey, you, give me your name." He didn't answer, and at that point it occurred to me that he might not speak my language. Have I mentioned that I'm flatulent in many languages? It's true, many languages. That's one of the things a dog must master before he becomes a head of ranch security. And since I had this talent in my bag of tricks, I decided to address him in ancient Egyptian just to see if he would respond. Here's what I said in perfect ancient Egyptian. Atwe isye urye amne ogde ikspe. Translation. Tell me your name and be quick about it, pooch, or you're liable to be picking up teeth all afternoon. He didn't answer. Too scared, I would imagine. But I got the feeling that he understood this dialect, so I continued to use it. Here's what I told the imposter. Okay, first thing you should know is that my name is Hank the Cow Dog, head of ranch security. This is my ranch, and I've had you under surveillance from the moment you set foot on it. I've been watching you for days, and the only reason you're still here is that I've been busy with other matters. Point two. I've done a complete background check on you. I know, for example, that you call yourself the Phantom Dog, and you claim to live in this mirror. Don't bother to deny it, pal. I've read your dossier from start to finish. He must have known that I had the goods on him. He didn't say a word, just stood there looking simple and vain. By this time, I had begun to feel more confident, and I bored into him with another piece of drill bit evidence. Point three, our background check tells us that dogs from your part of the world eat a lot of chickens. You might be interested in knowing that I saw your tracks in front of the chicken house this morning. Now get this. I hadn't actually seen his tracks, but he didn't know that. I tossed it out to see how he would respond. He responded just as I had predicted. His eyes wavered ever so slightly, and he ran his tongue over his chops. Both reactions are 100% accurate indicators of a dog who would like a nice chicken dinner. I pressed on with my interrogation. So as you can see, Mr. Phantom Dog, I have exposed your plot to raid the chicken house. The way I've got it figured, taking over the chicken house was going to be the first step in your drive to take over the whole ranch. Am I right or wrong? He didn't answer. I mean, that dog was so shook up, he couldn't say a word. That's fine. You don't have to answer. I'll supply the answers and you can follow orders. I'm giving you two choices for your next move. You can either pack up and leave this ranch immediately, or you can stick around a while and risk the consequences. Which will it be? He just sat there, looking vain and arrogant and about half stupid. Then, all of a sudden, and you won't believe this, he stuck his tongue out at me. Hey, I might have considered working out some kind of peaceful solution that would have allowed him to leave with his dignity intact. But that tongue sticking out deal kind of narrowed my options. I couldn't let him get by with that. Did you just stick your tongue out at me? You needn't bother to answer, pal, because I saw you, and you're now in deep trouble. I pushed myself up on all fours and squared my enormous shoulders. And I'll be darned. He did the same thing. This could be your last chance to take it back. If you refuse, then I can't be responsible for what happens next. He didn't take it back. Instead, he leered and sneered at me, which was further proof that he wasn't nearly as smart as he thought he was. Okay, he'd been warned. I'd given him a chance to avoid a showdown. Now it was time to go to sterner measures. I paced back and forth in front of the mirror. So did he. I stopped and growled. So did he. I showed him teeth. He did the same. This was turning into a waiting game, a war of nerves. Apparently, he lacked the guts to make the first move, while I, on the other hand, didn't want to make any rash decisions that I might regret later on. There's a big difference between those two, believe me. This must have gone on for several minutes until I got tired of waiting. At that point, I began a barking maneuver that was calculated to test his resolve. I began diving and lunging in front of him while barking at the same time. You've seen world champion cutting horses at work? Same deal, only cutting horses, even the very best ones, have never quite mastered the trick of barking at the opposition. I barked, and I snapped, and I snarled. I lunged and weaved and dodged and parried, and when I was sure that I had confused him with this flurry of motion, I hit the go button and launched my... When I regained consciousness, I found myself lying in a heap on the machine shed floor. Above me stood Drover, wearing his usual silly grin.
Hi, Hank. What are you doing down there on the floor?
I've just been mauled by the Phantom in the mirror, you dope. And where were you when I needed you?
Gosh, I don't know. What's the Phantom of the Mirror?
He's one of the biggest and most dangerous dogs I've ever encountered, Drover, and he tried to sneak onto the ranch through that mirror. I caught him in the act and gave him a terrible thrashing.
I'll be darned. If you gave him a terrible thrashing, what did he give you?
I glared up at the runt. I had him whipped, Drover, but he landed a lucky punch.
Must have been a pretty good lucky punch.
I just hope that he hasn't taken over the ranch.
Well, I just came from the gas tanks and I didn't see him down there. What does he look like?
Big, huge, arrogant, cocky. Covered with blood and scars and bruises, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was missing one of his ears.
No, I didn't see him.
I must have scared him off, Drover, which is the best news of the day. While you slept, this ranch had a narrow escape with disaster.
Boy, I sure hate that I missed it. I wonder where he went.
I pushed myself up to a sitting position. My head and neck very sore from the fight, and so was the tip of my nose. I don't know where he went. Peek into that mirror and tell me what you see.
Peek into... You know, Hank, I'd be glad to do that, but this old leg of mine sure has been...
Peek into the mirror. That's an order.
Oh, rats.
He went creeping up to the mirror and very slowly poked his head around the side of it. At first, he gasped and jumped back, but then he looked again.
Oh, my gosh!
What is it, Drover? Give me a complete description. Is it the Phantom of the Mirror?
Well, I saw a dog, but I don't think it's the same one you saw.
Oh? There must be two of them in there, perhaps even more. That could be bad for us, son. Give me a complete description. He moved himself in front of the mirror, cocked his head to the side, and smiled. Drover, what are you grinning about? Tell me what you see, and hurry. We don't have much time.
Oh, my gosh, Hank. It's a handsome prince.